Calm, clear tone, lesson overview. Today we're building a dark sub foundation. Fat bottom end for club impact, all mono summed for maximum headroom. This beginner-friendly Ableton lesson uses Live 12 stock devices to create a clean, deep sub layer and harmonically rich mid-bass. Route them so everything below a crossover sits in mono and process the result for club systems. Your goal, a powerful, tight DNB sub that translates on big rigs while preserving headroom on your master bus. What you will build: two-layer bass, a pure sine sub for the low fundamental, plus a saturated mid-bass for character and presence. A bass group with an effect rack that mono sums the lows below a chosen crossover and keeps mid-stereo, plus an optional full mono sum for club playback. Basic sidechain ducking from the kick to keep the kick-slash-bass relationship punchy and clear. Visual checks and gain staging to protect master headroom. Keep this phrase in your head as you work. Dark sub foundation. Fat bottom end for club impact, all mono summed for maximum headroom. Step-by-step walkthrough. A. Project setup. Start a new live set. Set the tempo to 174 BPM. Create a kick track with a simple one-bar loop. Add two MIDI tracks and name them sub-operator and mid-bass wave-eatable. Create an audio track or group called bass group and route both bass tracks outputs to this group. B. Sub-layer an operator on the sub-track load operator. Use only oscillator and select the sine waveform. Decide whether to tune it an octave below your mid-bass. Set course to -12 if you want that extra low rumble, or keep it 0 and play the low note directly. For the amp envelope, set attack to 0 ms, decay to a small value if you want a tight transient 20-50 ms, sustain full for a steady sub, and release around 80-150 ms. Keep the filter off for a pure sine. Avoid adding LF phase shift. Program whole, sustained notes typical for a sub. Keep the level conservative, aim for track peaks around -12 to -6 dBFS, before summing to protect headroom. C. Mid-bass and wave-eatable on the mid-bass track load wave-eatable. Pick a saw or a square-based wave-eatable for harmonics. Use OSC and OSC B with slight detune for thickness. Put a low-pass filter around 800-1500 Hz to keep mid-harmonics in range, and use a short attack 5-10 ms, high sustain, release 80-150 ms. Add light unison, 2-3 voices, low detune if you like. Play the same MIDI notes as the sub, usually one octave higher. After the synth, add saturator with low drive, around 1-3 dB, using soft sine or analog clip to add harmonic content. Follow saturator with EQ 8 and high pass anything under 40-60 Hz to remove accidental sub energy created by distortion. D. Bass group processing, mono sum workflow in bass group. Insert an audio effect rack and create two chains, low and high. LOW chain. Use EQ 8 configured as a low pass at approximately 120 Hz or your chosen crossover. After that EQ, place a utility or use utilities width control and set width equals 0% to force mono in the low band. HI chain. Use EQ 8 as a high pass at the same crossover point so it contains only mid and high content. Leave the HI chain stereo. Adjust each chain's volume so the combined output matches the original level before the split. If you prefer a simpler method, place a utility at the end of the group and set width equals 0% to mono sum the whole group. But for club mixes, the split method is recommended because it preserves stereo mids. E. Glue compressor sidechain after the audio effect rack. Add glue compressor. Enable sidechain input and pick your kick track. Start with ratio around 3:1 to 6:1. Attack 10-20 ms. Release 50-150 ms. Lower the threshold until the bass is ducked a few dB on the kick transient. This keeps the kick's attack clear and prevents masking. F. Final low end shaping and headroom if needed. Use multiband dynamics on the low band to tame peaks or smooth out resonances. Add a final utility to align the group gain and target master headroom. Aim for master peaks around -6 dBFS. Use spectrum on the master or the group to visually check for a clear fundamental bump in the 30-80 Hz region, depending on your sub frequency. G. Check mono and translation. Toggle LOW/HI chains or set the final utility width to 0% to test the all mono summed for maximum headroom state. Listen for phase cancellations when switching between stereo and mono. Test on headphones, small speakers, and loud monitors. If the sub disappears in mono, investigate phase, tuning, or accidental stereo content in the low band. Common mistakes to avoid: leaving the sub stereo. This causes phase cancellation on club systems and reduces headroom. Oversaturating the pure sine. Distortion can introduce low harmonics that muddle the sub. If you saturate, remove sub-frequencies from the driven signal with a low pass or EQ. Choosing the wrong crossover. Too high kills the stereo image. Too low forces mids into mono. For DNB, 100-150 Hz is a typical range, not checking in mono. Always toggle mono to ensure no cancellations. Clipping the master. Leave 360B of headroom for club playback. Misaligned tuning. Sub must be exactly in tune with mid-bass and kick to avoid beating. Pro tips: use whole note MIDI for the sub and rhythmic variation on the mid-bass to preserve low clarity, while adding groove. After saturating the mid-bass, HP under 4060 Hz to protect the sine sub. For extra punch, add a short transient layer in the mid-bass chain. Sidechain it to the kick rather than changing the sub's transient. Use drum bus sparingly on the mid-bass, not on the sub. Save your bass group as a preset so you can recall your crossover and chain gains quickly. Map the crossover frequency to a macro in your audio effect rack for fast auditioning. May practice exercise, 20 to 30 minutes. 1. Create a 4-bar loop at 174 BPM with a kick on the downbeat. 2. Build a sub in operator. 1 long C, 1 sustained. 3. Build a mid-bass in wavetable 1 octave higher. Add slight unison and a saturator. 4. Route both tracks to bass group. In the group, set an audio effect rack with LOW and HI chains at a 120 Hz crossover and set LOW to mono. 5. Add glue compressor sidechain to the kick to get about 3-4 dB of duck on transients. 6. Toggle the final utility width between 100% and 0% and notice how the bass and kick balance change. 7. Export a short loop and compare levels and clarity with and without mono summing lows. Recap: you've created a dark sub foundation, a pure sine sub in operator, a harmonically rich mid-bass in wavetable, saturation and EQ to add character while protecting the sub band, and a bass group with an audio effect rack that mono sums the lows below your crossover. You added sidechain compression to keep the kick clear and practiced gain staging to retain headroom. Always check in mono and on club style monitoring to make sure your sub translates and stays powerful without clipping. Final note: keep the goal in mind. Dark sub foundation. Fat bottom end for club impact. All mono summed for maximum headroom. Use the checklist and pro tips as you apply this workflow to a full track and adjust crossover, saturation, and sidechain settings to taste for different mixes.